Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Coming up on the podcast, we'll be talking to Joel McCrary, the voice of Odyssey's resident judge, Simon Jones.
But first, here's the latest news. Album 59, Taking the Plunge, is now available for digital download.
This album picks up right where Album 58, The Ties That Bind, left off, with Wooten asking Penny to marry him.
And there's a whole lot more, too. From the Parkers to the Melsners to Connie and Whit, everybody's got something going on. Let's hear a preview now.
You never know what will happen next in Adventures in Odyssey's Album 59, Taking the Plunge. There's mystery as Eugene works on a case at Odyssey Bank.
I'm looking for Deputy Meltzner.
Deputy me?
Drama as Buck keeps secrets.
You think I'm talking about the straight and narrow?
And of course, family fun.
Because we're gonna be the perfect family.
Don't miss Taking the Plunge. Get your copy today.
You can get all six episodes right now on iTunes or the Focus Store. We'll have links at our website, witsend.org/podcast.
And now let's turn to an actor we've worked with a number of times, but we've never gotten to interview before, Joel McCrary.
Joel's voiced Simon Jones since Album 51. We know him best as Emily and Barrett's dad, but he's also an Odyssey judge.
Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, Joel, I have to say that I am guilty of being a big fan of your work and also your character of Judge Jones on Adventures in Odyssey, so welcome to the podcast today.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. I'm a big fan of being Judge Jones.
Well, I don't object.
Well, Joel, many of our Odyssey actors are exclusively voice actors, but not you. I mean, you do a lot of on-camera work as well. So what role would our listeners maybe know you best from?
Well, you know, it really depends on people's age, what they would know me from as far as on camera. If you're a little older, I usually get recognized for an episode of Seinfeld that I did where I played a mechanic who stole George's Twix bar. Now, if you're a female in your young 20s, I get recognized for Princess Diaries and Princess Diaries 2 for being the Prime Minister of Genovia. But for the younger listeners, I get recognized as Bobby Wasabi from Disney XD's top-rated show, Kickin' It. So it really depends on what age group I'm approached by, what I get recognized for.
Well, we recently had an on-camera actor in the studio, Joel, for his first voice role. And he commented on how fast voice work is compared to being on camera, where you have to worry about the sets and the lighting and the makeup and cameras and so on. What are some of the other differences between working on camera and behind a microphone?
I think the biggest thing is, number one, doesn't matter what you're wearing or what you look like, which is nice to be able to show up and just kind of jump right into it. The other thing is you can play different characters, whereas physically I look one way. I'm a big guy, and so there's certain things that I can play for on camera. But if I'm doing voiceover, you know, I can affect my voice and do a different voice and play a very different character, somebody who looks really different than me, whereas if you're doing on camera, you got to look like you to a certain degree. I mean, they can do makeup effects and hair and wardrobe and change a little bit, but still, you're basically who you are. And so you're less limited in what you can play, which is one of the things I love about doing voiceover.
You mentioned being recognized for your role on Kickin' It on the Disney Channel, but you're also a staff writer for that show. So how does your experience as a writer affect your acting?
I think it's made me a more disciplined actor because I know how hard the writers work on those words. I think before I was working professionally as a writer, I tended to be a little more loose and relaxed with the words that were written down in the script. I tended to make it my own a little bit, but now I know how hard the writers work on really crafting the dialogue they write for the actors and wordsmithing everything. And it's like they really agonize over every little detail. And so I think it's made me more respectful of writers and more disciplined as an actor.
What other projects do you think our listeners might know you from?
I've done a few things. There was a movie a few years ago called Over the Hedge.
Oh, yeah.
Where I did kind of a Dr. Phil thing. I think his name was Dr. Dennis in that. And it's a short little line, but it was in that. But I do a couple other voices in that. Charlotte's Web. I've been Farmer Smurf in the Smurf movies as far as voice work. So those are the first ones that jump to mind. You know, you get busy with different projects and it's hard to always remember everything.
What is the most fun part of being an actor that maybe us non-actors don't even consider?
It's like when you get the job and you get to show up and, you know, you go in and they'll put a wig on you, or, you know, like a weird nose, or, you know, you never know what it's going to be, and you get to play these crazy parts, and it's like being a kid again and playing pretend. You know, I did that a lot when I was a kid, and now I get paid to do it. So I love that. It's getting to play pretend and do that for your living.
Well, we're glad that you're playing pretend with us. So tell us how you got involved with Adventures in Odyssey.
My agent sent me an email saying, hey, we've got this project. Do you want to take a read? Are you interested in doing this? And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, I know this, you know, from years ago. So I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to read for this part. And fortunately, it worked out. And we got the audition, which were, you know, sides, which is like sampling of the dialogue. And then I recorded it at home with my little computer studio that I have and sent it in. And fortunately, you folks over there said, that sounds like our Judge Jones, and called me up and said, why don't you come in and do this for us?
Let's hear your audition for this part.
This is Joel McCrary as Simon Jones. Whew, well, I guess that just about does it. Oh, hey, Em, Matt, what's up? I thought you guys were doing some exploring. You better. You owe me half an energy bar. That was supposed to energize you for work, not for this. All right, now what's going on? Now, Barrett, this Blazoids thing is getting ridiculous. All right, hand it over. You're banned from playing for a few days.
So, Joel, how many auditions do you go on, let's say, in a typical week?
You know, that's a question I get a lot, and it's a hard one to answer because it varies so much. The life of an actor, it really, you know, you get really, really busy, and then you get really, really not busy.
So there is no typical week, I guess, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, I've had that. You know, sometimes you'll go weeks, and you'll not hear anything. You'll have an audition or anything going on. You're sitting there waiting, and then all of a sudden you'll get a week, and you'll have three or four in a day that happen at the same time, and you can't go on all of them. So that's one of the other things that's frustrating about being an actor is sometimes you get opportunities that happen all at the same time, and you can't take advantage of all of them. And then other times you're sitting there waiting. It's like, you know, I'm sitting here doing nothing. And then all of a sudden you don't have time to do what you got to do.
In addition to Judge Jones, you've been cast as a leader and other authority figures. Why do you think that is?
I think part of it is just the natural quality of my voice because I'm a big guy. I'm barrel-chested. So it tends to give you a deeper resonance. And that just tends to go along with, you know, somebody who knows what they're saying and has that authoritative sound to them. I think it's just that bassy resonance.
I remember when we were in the studio together for BTV to Tell the Truth, you got to play some wacky character voices in addition to your role as Judge Jones. In fact, let's hear a couple of those.
There wasn't a grain of truth in that statement.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey, what you done to my cherry tree?
Uh-oh.
Hey, I don't care if you're going to be president. You got to plant another cherry tree.
No. It's leathery and cool, but long and thick and very flexible. Ooh, I can get my arms around it with no trouble. It must be a boa constrictor.
What would you say is the best part about working on Adventures in Odyssey?
I really like when I get the call and they say, hey, you want to come in and do Adventures in Odyssey? I'm like, absolutely. Because I know I'm going to show up and it's going to be something that I'm proud to be part of, that it's going to be family friendly. It's edifying. I'm going to walk out of there at the end of the day and say, I'm really glad I was part of that. And I'm not going to walk in and suddenly have a surprise of, you want me to say what? You know, I'm not 100% comfortable with that. That's, I just don't worry about that. You know, and I can proudly tell people that, you know, check this out, you know, and know that it's going to be something that everybody's going to go, that's great. That's awesome.
If you had a specific Odyssey episode that you wanted to share as an example of that work, is there a favorite?
I think the one that you mentioned before, the BTV, because in that, I believe there is Simon Jones, but there's also a variety of things. So it's something that I could say, oh, yeah, I'm that voice, I'm that one, I'm that one. And they could really see the full spectrum of, you know, kind of what I do voiceover-wise.
A question that we always like to ask is, if you weren't acting, what do you think you'd be doing to make a living?
I think I would probably be cleaning stalls for horses.
Okay.
I don't know why.
A horse fan? I don't know.
I don't know. Cleaning up after horses. I have no idea why that's what jumped into my mind, but it is. Actually, when I was a kid, my family, we showed horses and we had horses. And I've always loved horses. So I was thinking, well, if I didn't end up doing this, That's where I started, so maybe I would still be doing that. So that was what jumped into my head. You never know.
Well, Joel, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to just kind of chat and laugh with us. We really did enjoy getting to meet Simon Jones today, and I know our fans did too.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it myself, and you guys have a great day.
You can hear Joel in Game for a Mystery in Album 51, Great Expectations in Album 56, or in the recent Odyssey Adventure Club story, BTV to Tell the Truth. We'll have links on our website.
So, Bob, what's going on in the club right now?
Well, coming up on August 1st, we'll have part two of the fun fable that began last month. Here's a preview.
On the next Odyssey Club adventure, Pinocchio meets some new faces.
I'm Candlewick, and no school for me.
I am Edwin Otto Blacardo Profundo.
The name's Junafish, Captain Junafish.
And faces his greatest challenge.
Just when I thought things were getting better.
The story of Pinocchio, as you've never heard it before, concludes next month only on the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Did I really just hear who I think I heard?
Yep, Edwin Blackard makes an appearance in Pinocchio, The Tale of a Foolish Puppet. And there's also a brief cameo from another beloved voice that we haven't heard for a long time in Adventures in Odyssey. But you're going to have to listen to find out who it is.
Ooh, that sounds mysterious. I'll be tuning in. Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.